Hi, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. General George Armstrong Custer. Now, those of us old enough to know who the heck that is, because I'm sure so many kids coming out of college and high school today probably don't know the name, but one of the most famous names in American history. But even most people of my age or younger that know about George Armstrong Custer probably really doesn't know anything about the man. They only know about the Little Bighorn and how he blundered and 300 troops were slaughtered by some 10,000 Indians. And he is considered by most historians, inaccurately by the way, as a moron, a buffoon, and an egomaniac, and a megalomaniac at that. Nothing was the truth. The plain truth about George Armstrong Custer, before we get into today's topic, but perception is reality, is that he was the second youngest general in United States history. He made brigadier general at 23 years old. He never lost a Civil War battle. He fought in Gettysburg and other major battles in the Civil War and was decisive general in many of those battles at 23 years old. His men would die for him because he led, unlike other Union generals who led from an armchair, he led from the front, was shot one time during a charge. He was given by General Phil Sheridan the table on which the surrender of Lee to Grant was signed on to give to his wife, because General Phil Sheridan said that no other officer in the Union Army did as much to win the Civil War as George Custer. But many people, those who think they know about George Custer, only remember the Little Bighorn. Now, where am I going here? Well, where I'm going is, as I have been saying now for, I guess, 9 months or more, but I actually have almost, it's a year now that I knew that we had a problem with this new Trump 2.0 administration. But I have been saying little by little by little that this is a failed presidency, and it is continuing to be a failed presidency. And all Trump is gonna be remembered, in my opinion, is probably an impeachment next year and the removal by the Senate. A failed presidency, all caused by Donald Trump himself. And the same reasons that Custer is only remembered by his brash attack on the Indian village, which probably was wrong because he misunderstood the situation. He was so sure that his 7th Cavalry could be any Indian because they had never banded together like they did for the Battle of Little Bighorn. He made a terrible blunder, which forever has ruined his reputation by historians, and especially revisionist historians. And the same thing is going to happen to Donald Trump. Donald Trump 1.0, as I said, was a great presidency. He had surrounded himself with adults in the room that knew what they were doing. And that presidency absolutely did, no matter what anybody wants to say, make the middle class achieve greatness. Myself included, and I think most of the people listening to me today, did very well under Trump 1.0. Well, after Trump 2.0, no one in history and no American will remember the first go around for Donald Trump. They will only remember one fiasco after another. From last week's fiasco with Greenland to then making the statement that we could never depend upon NATO allies, who, by the way, maybe something many people here listening do not know, England lost per capita more people fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq than we did, and it was our war, not theirs. Denmark, who Donald Trump tried to steal Greenland from, actually lost 8 times more soldiers in Afghanistan per capita than we did. And to say that they would do nothing to defend us, Article 5 of the NATO treaty says an attack on one is an attack on all. And when we were attacked on 9/11, our NATO allies did go to war, our war, Bush's war, which was probably somewhat made up, and died trying to defend American interest. And we are now saying that these people can't be trusted, their loyalty can't be trusted to America, because Donald Trump's arrogance won't allow him to admit when he made a mistake. Now, we're seeing this again when it comes to these DHS raids on illegal aliens all over the country. And the result is going to be, in my opinion, we'll see if I'm right next year, but the result is going to be Democrats sweeping the House and probably taking the Senate. And if that happens and enough House members are replaced by Democrats, there will be an impeachment. There will be impeachment, unlike the last time, on probably good charges this time. And I think there will be 10 to 15 Republican senators because it will be off year election. And that will be 2 years away that will vote to remove him. I think Donald Trump will be removed as president and will go down as a failed presidency on his own making and his own arrogance. And the other thing I want to say is the biggest reason this is happening is because Donald Trump, unlike Trump 1.0, has surrounded himself with absolute morons, midgets in the room. People who do not know how to run DHS, people who do not know how to be an attorney general, people who do not know how to run the FBI. These are wannabe nobodies that have no concept of what they're doing in the job. You have yesterday, or I guess it was a couple days ago now, this is going to be a Monday broadcast, but you have this person shot dead by DHS police, six or seven of them, shot 10 times. Everybody's seen the video. I don't have to go into the video. And instantly, you have this idiot, Kristi Noem, come out and say, oh, they were justified to do it. She didn't see the videotape yet. She had said nothing. And she makes a statement. Any real person in her job would said, there will be a thorough investigation before I make a comment, and we will have independent people investigating. It will not come from this department. We will have total clarity, total transparency, and the truth will come out. No, that's not what a moron does. That's not what an infant in the room does who thinks they're an adult. What they do is they come right to the camera and say, oh, we were justified to do it. This man had his gun out and he was going to shoot them all down. It was going to be mass shooting of officers in the street. Here it, the video proves that's a total lie. The video proves it is a total lie. Then Donald Trump, who 2 weeks ago was complaining to insiders anyway in the White House that his people are doing a bad job with communication over this these DHS raids, then doubles down and says the same thing Kristi Noem does. And it's an absolute lie. And then you have stories coming out all over the news that a doctor now at the scene, a doctor, said the agents, after they shot the man 8 to 10 times, were counting bullet holes rather than trying to render assistance, like taking trophy. Like, you know, typical macho men taking trophy. This is what it appears like. Now, I want to get back to one thing here, and I want this to be clear. The people of Minnesota, Tim Walz, the mayor of Minneapolis, they are baiting Donald Trump and his moronic aides and allies to do these things as a trap. You know, a good general, and, you know, we started off the program for a reason talking about George Custer. He was a great general, but you know what happened to him? He was led into a trap, and his experience, which should have told him it was a trap, it did not recognize the trap, and he charged into an Indian village he thought would run away and was trapped and killed with 300 other men. Now, I want to make a statement here. A good politician, like a Ronald Reagan type, was, I think, the greatest presidency of my lifetime. But a good politician has to know when traps are being laid for them to fall into. Tim Walz is purposely, and so is the mayor of Minneapolis, they're purposely laying traps. They are behind these protests. There's no Donald Trump is exactly right. But if you know he's right, why would you fall into the trap? Here is what should be done in Minnesota. Remember, there is something called states' rights. And if you remember right, during the Tea Party movement and during January 6th and during all these other things, Republicans used to stand for and MAGA people used to stand for states' rights. Well, Minnesota has the same states' rights. They just happen to be liberal idiots. And they're harming their own state. So this is what should be done. The federal government should therefore pull all ICE out of Minnesota, as well as all of the government money that goes in Minnesota. The money is what makes the difference. And that is what an adult in the room would suggest. The basic rule, the U.S. federal government can withhold or condition federal funding to states if the states are not complying with federal statutes under specific guidelines set up by the Supreme Court. And you can find that in South Dakota versus Dole and NFIB versus Sebelius. And the conditions are clear. If states are not going to follow clear laws by a Republican Congress, and that's what you have, and a Republican presidency, then that Congress and presidency can work together to withhold much of the funds that go to Minneapolis and to Minnesota. And you can do the same in Massachusetts, and you can do the same with the state of Washington, everywhere else where the Democrats are putting protesters in the streets. Now, if you think for 1 minute that these protesters are Minnesotans that are liberal, you're wrong. These people are volunteers. They're not paid. I don't think most of them are paid. I'm sure the coordinators are paid. But most of them, just like the Tea Party movement. My wife and myself, we went up to Washington, D.C. during the famous Tea Party in 2010. And we covered it for the Plain Truth. And we were there. And there was all kinds of, I think there was probably 500,000 to a million people there. And they were people who went on their own dime. They weren't paid to be there. We were not paid to be there. They were there because they believed in a cause. Well, it was in order to have that Tea Party event, you had to have organizers. And you had to have behind the scene people who had money coming from somewhere to organize the whole thing, to organize the bus rides up there, to organize all the events, to organize the actors that showed up that supported it. All of this stuff is organized. Well, the same thing's going on in Minnesota. All of these protests are not people living in Minnesota. Most of them are probably from out of state. But they're believers. They're believers in the cause. And the Democrats are smart enough to lay traps that the people in this Trump administration cannot see. They're like a general who continuously rides into a trap and gets massacred. And that's what's going on here. Get smart. Pull out. They don't want you there? Pull out. Let it happen for a while. Then also pull out all your federal money. You want to save some money? You want to, you know, the Somalis wouldn't have this crisis going on, this big scandal in Minnesota, if we had pulled out the money before, right? Pull out all federal money out of Minnesota. Hey, if you can get away with it, I don't know if this would be legal, get away with it. Stop all Social Security payments and Medicare payments to the people of Minnesota. You know what? They would riot. They would go and pull Waltz out of the Capitol building or wherever his White House is in Minnesota and string him up if that happened. The purse string is the tool, not armed cops who want to play Wyatt Earp. You know, the cop syndrome, I'm going to be a tough cop, we're going to beat people up. I saw the video. Then you have these ever-Trumpers, these morons, watch the same video that you and I can watch and say, oh, he deserved to be shot. Well, did Ashley Babbitt deserve to be shot during the January 6th insurrection, as the Democrats call it? Did she? Well, I am consistently honest with the plain truth here. She was murdered by a Capitol policeman. She was murdered. And so was this man over the weekend. He was murdered by ICE. The video pretty much clearly shows, and I'm not 100% sure that it's going to be his gun, but it looks like it was, that they had already taken his gun away from him before they shot him 8 to 10 times. Think about that. If Ashley Babbitt, who was breaking into Congress, breaking into the Congressional Capitol building, and she was going through a window, she was actually doing a crime. And if I said she should not have been shot by that officer, and every single other MAGA person agrees with me, now these same ever-Trumpers are saying this man deserved to be shot, and he deserved to die. Now you tell me that that is not what a double standard. Tell me that you're being honest with yourself, because you're not. Because Ashley Bobbitt was murdered, and so was this male nurse, whatever he was, murdered as well. It's so obvious as the nose on your face. And if you can't admit it, you're lying to yourself. I'll be right back. ThePlainTruth.com is the place to go to understand what's going on in today's world. God has anything to do with it, and what's going to happen to you, your family, the United States of America, and the world. Go to ThePlainTruth.com every day. We have Your Health Today. That way you can see if you're doing the right things for your health. We have this message board that we have where you can leave a comment and see what other people are doing. We call the message board the water cooler news of The Plain Truth. We have The Plain Truth's main page where the top stories of the day are, as well as these podcasts that you're listening to right now. That's ThePlainTruth.com. Please go there every day. You will not be disappointed. 7 days a week. Bye-bye. I think, like I told you, that a trap is being laid by Democrats. They're very good at laying traps, and the damn stupid administration is falling into every trap, and we are going to see a failed presidency, I think an impeached presidency, and we are going to have Democrat rule forever. And if you think Democrat rule forever is going to be good for this country, it's not. The Democrats are going to take this country because they hate this country. And if you're a white middle-class person especially, they hate you and they want to see you dead. They want to see you in the same shape that that male nurse is at right now. When the Democrats get in control, you're going to see a national police agency that's going to make these ICE people look like Boy Scouts. And they're going to be putting people in jail, anybody who disagrees with them in jail. They're going to be doing everything that is being done now 10 times worse. And how is anybody who calls himself a MAGA person going to explain that away, that it was okay when we did it, but it's not okay when the Democrats do it? And the Democrats are going to do a heck of a lot better job than Republicans ever can do it. Donald Trump might want to be a dictator, but he's not going to be a dictator. But you want to know what? We are going to go into captivity, this country. The Bible says so. We are the Israel of the prophecies of the New Testament and Old Testament. Is that plain? I've explained that time and time again. And the United States is going to go from a free country to a slave country under the domination of Europe. And we will have a dictator replace the presidency of the United States. Donald Trump is laying the seedwork to it, but he is not going to be that dictator. As I said, he's going to be a failed presidency, and he's going to lead to a Democrat majority in both houses, a Democrat president, and we're never going to see anything but one-party rule in this country from now on. Donald Trump has done what the Democrats could not do for themselves. The Democrats on their own have done in the last 2 years more to harm their chance of re-election and ever getting power back than any party has ever done. And Donald Trump is going to help them win back everything, even though he's their best ally, they're their worst enemy. The Democratic Party itself has been their own worst enemy for the last 5 years, and Donald Trump is single-handedly going to save the Democratic Party from oblivion. That's the plain truth. I mean, if you didn't know better, you would think Donald Trump is a secret Democrat, because everything they're doing in this administration is only helping the Democrats, who constantly keep shooting themselves in the foot with the American public. But when the American public sees citizens, not even illegal aliens, by the way, when they see citizens shot down in the streets, and when you see the video and you see this administration's response, there is going to be like it was with Vietnam. We won every battle of Vietnam, but when the press, which was liberal then, just like they are today, but when the press and Walter Cronkite was done with everyone, we were anti-Vietnam, and we lost a war that we should have never lost, but we did so because our politicians were too inept to understand what you see on TV affects the American public. And it also goes to prove the old saying, perception is reality. And if you kept seeing what was being shown on the TV sets of the 1960s of a Vietnam being lost, even though we won every single battle in Vietnam, then you'll understand where I'm coming from. I've been through this before, and I see the visuals of what's going on with these ICE raids working against this government, against Donald Trump, against the Republican Party, and actually against the interest of the American people, because the perception that they're getting is their reality, and it does not look good. And we don't have adults in the room around Donald Trump to set the record straight, to do the right thing, and therefore we are going to see the end of this republic as we know it, and it's happening quicker and quicker than I even expected when I started The Plain Truth some 18 years ago. I am really worried about the fate of this country, and I did not expect the man that I voted for 3 times, I gave money to actually become a megalomaniac and just absolutely surround himself with ever Trumpers who will not ever see reality. Kristi Noem and all of these people who get on TV and say he was an armed assassin. That's what they call him, an armed assassin. He didn't have an arm out. The whole thing's videotaped by many angles, and they're sitting up there lying like they're not going to be caught. And if you don't call that out as stupidity, I don't know what is. And then you listen to this DHS boss, I don't know who he was that gave the first interview, and he was explaining why they were raiding in this area, who they were going after. And they were going after what he called a violent, illegal, alien criminal. What was his charge? It almost was like a Saturday Night Live skit. He said, this man is a criminal, a violent criminal. We were raiding and going to detain him and deport him because he has charges against him for domestic violence and traffic tickets. This is what the man said. Domestic violence, which is bad, by the way. I don't know if it's the violent criminals that voters voted to want to see out of the country. I thought we wanted to see, Iranian sleeper cells and drug lords and criminal gangs from Venezuela and Mexico out of the country. I didn't know that some guy who beat up his girlfriend, if he did or not, because he was accused of it, and a lot of times lovers' quarrels are not exactly what they appear to be, that makes him a violent criminal, that it's worth a man being shot to death. I just don't see the optics here. And if you don't see, there is a trap by these Democrats in Minnesota to win the argument with a people, with a nation who started out a year ago agreeing with what Donald Trump was doing, and now you have 71% of independents disagreeing what he's doing, you've lost it. You've lost the narrative, you lost the story, and you've lost next year's election, and you've lost your administration, all over not understanding a trap when you see one. This is the Little Bighorn. That's General Custer died in the Little Bighorn, for those who do not know their history. This is the Little Bighorn of the Trump administration. And this is all he's going to be remembered for. Not going to be remembered for the first time around when he was president in 2017 through 2021, that all black men income rose greater than in any time in American history. The same with women, the same with Hispanics, the same with every other minority, the same with every single middle class group, white, black, green, or blue. Everyone under Trump 1.0 income rose. Deflation was the key at the time. I saw prices for my raw materials for paint go down every single week to where, for example, the prices of solvents went in half. In half. Do you remember the day, and I think it was 2020, when oil was negative $38 a barrel? Look it up. It did. There was a day that you couldn't get rid of oil without paying an oil company to take it. How's it like that? That's where we were in Trump 1.0, and that is not going to be remembered in the future. And it's a crying shame, because we've taken a chance that we were given this time around after these disastrous 4 years of Joe Biden. Joe Biden buried this country deep into debt and with terrorist cells all over the place that came across the border. And the American people had enough of it. They had enough of the Democratic nonsense. And they put someone in place that they saw the first time around do a good job. But unlike the first time around, he went in with a problem, an ego problem, a retribution problem, a payback his enemies problem, and a drive to get rich for him and his family problem, and don't give a darn for the people who voted for him. Because if he did give a darn for the people who voted for him, they would have come up in the last 60 days with a health care plan to replace Obamacare, when most of the poor people that voted for Donald Trump will, or has seen in January, their Obamacare premiums go up by 2, 3, or 4 times. The majority of the people that happened to voted for Donald Trump. And he doesn't even care about protecting them. We're going to have probably another government shutdown next week. And the Democrats are going to win that battle again like they did the last one. And we just don't have adults in the room to know what the heck they're doing when it comes to playing hardball politics. And the Democrats do. They have shot themselves in the foot because their left part of their party is destroying that party. But Donald Trump and his aides and his ever-Trumpers around him are doing everything they can do to save the Democratic Party from themselves. And the American people, you and I, and every other real American person out there is the loser. And that's the plain truth. And it's a very, very sad commentary indeed. I wanted to see this presidency become so successful, more successful than Trump, than the first Trump presidency. I really thought we could get there, and I really wished we could. But when I saw all the billionaires surround him on Inauguration Day around the White House desk when he's signing all these orders, I said to my wife, there's something wrong here. And by February, I even had a story that I'm afraid this could be a failed presidency if he doesn't act and wake up. And then when he now announced the tariffs against the entire world, I realized it was a failed presidency. And little by little, even though I kept giving hope that he would change, I've just seen him double down. They're going to double down in Minnesota. More people are going to be killed. More violence is going to happen. And the Democrats are going to laugh at these people, these useful idiots, and that's what they are, who are getting murdered in the streets by the ICE agents. The Democrats are going to laugh every time another one gets shot because it helps them get reelected, because they don't care about their people any more than evidently Donald Trump cares about the MAGA people or the middle class people who voted for him. No one seems to care about what is really going on here in this country. And the plain truth is the one source to go to understand. We know what's going on because the Bible is tomorrow's headlines, and the Bible has predicted the fate of the United States of America. You just have to know who we are, and who we are is lost Israel. Every time you see the word Ephraim in the Old Testament, that's the United States of America, or you see the word Israel in a prophecy in the Old Testament, it means the United States of America and England. That's who it means. It does not mean the Jewish people. They've never had or owned the title of Israel. It only belongs to the tribe of Joseph. Joseph was not Jewish. The Jewish people are only from one tribe, the tribe of Judah. Judah becomes the Jews. Now, some parts of Benjamin and Levi are also considered Jews as well. But for the most part, the Jews are from the nation of Judah. Read any good Bible commentary, and the name Israel belongs to the tribe of Joseph. Never forget it. That's the plain truth. And this is Bob Barney for the plain truth today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you continue to listen and tell other people about this broadcast, because we are telling you what's really going on, and we are cutting out all of the noise in the background. Even though I had a lot of noise in the background because we're in the middle of a bad snowstorm and sleet storm and heat's on and I can't turn it off. But anyway, Bob Barney for the Plain Truth today. Thank you for listening. See you back tomorrow. Bye-bye.